Several weeks ago, the worship committee met and picked up a conversation that had begun some time before, talking about how do we worship as a congregation and what really needs to be at the center of our worship. How best do we do it in a way that meets the hearts and souls of those who are here, but also keeps the door wide open for new persons to come and be a part of this congregation. We were talking about hospitality, and we were talking about welcome, especially how do we welcome the stranger, and decided that we really needed to devote a Sunday, perhaps more than one, to how we best welcome the stranger and not assume that every stranger is like us or wants to be like us. Two Sundays from today, if all goes well, my wife and I and our 9-year-old granddaughter will be vacationing in Ireland. The 9-year-old said to me recently, "Do they have an accent over there?" I played a radio recording last evening for her so she could hear it, but I also explained to her, "No, you will be the one with the accent." Because we always, from the time we are children, we always think the world revolves around us and everybody else is the strange one, not me. Well, when it comes to hospitality, I know I am the strange one. I know that were I to preach alone on the topic of hospitality, many of you would scratch your heads. What the heck does he think he knows? It is not one of Craig's primary gifts. I'd like to think it's down there somewhere, but when I came to this congregation, one of the goals I had in mind was that I would learn to practice hospitality more regularly and more faithfully, more naturally. There are folks scattered around this congregation who know how to do that far better than I. So this morning, we're not going to engage in a heady conversation about the root meaning of hospitality. You know, we're going to talk about how do we practice one of the spiritual disciplines, maybe even the first and primary spiritual discipline. Chris Durand, a member of our congregation, sings upstairs. You don't always see her on Sunday mornings. Also works upstairs alongside the bishop, chairs our worship committee and has agreed to help me reflect with you and maybe help you reflect a little bit on hospitality. So how about a thought or two for you to get us started?
Thank you. I don't know if any of you have shopped at Wegmans, but I shop at Wegmans. And I think we have a little bit to learn from Wegmans. When I go into Wegmans and I can't find something, and you can tell me if you've had this experience, and I say, "Where's the gluten-free soy sauce?" Because I have become really high maintenance in my old age. "So where's the gluten-free soy sauce?" I don't get, "It's in aisle 8 behind that shelf over there." I get a person say, "Well, let me come with you." And that person guides me to the aisle. So this last time, I said, "Where's the gluten-free soy sauce?" And Chris, who I just adore, says, "Well, let me take you there." And he goes, "Oh, we're all out of it. I put the order in 3 weeks ago. It's not here. I am so sorry. I am really sorry it's not here." And I say, "You know, Chris, it's okay, really. I can live for a week or two without gluten-free soy sauce." Continue on my merry way at Wegmans. Running up the aisle comes Chris with these individual gluten-free soy sauce packets. Hospitality? That's called service and hospitality, graciousness. But we're not here to be Wegmans. We're here to be the Church of Jesus Christ. Yes? No?
Absolutely.
Okay, so with that in mind, let me share you one of God's extravagant places where I experienced God's extravagant hospitality. Dale was with me. We went to Korea. You cannot outgive a Korean. If you give a gift to a Korean, they give you back one that's larger. So you give them one that's 3 times larger, and they give you back one that's 4 times larger. But beyond that, we went to a worship service at 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, how many of you were even awake at 4 o'clock this morning? It was their prayer service. 48 people arrived on a bus, and there were 48 people greeting us, 48 people that were in their finest clothing. And if you haven't had the joy of seeing someone in their native garb from Korea, it's stunning. So here are those folks in all of their native attire with lanterns. They were all carrying a lantern because it's pitch black at 4 o'clock in the morning, even in Korea. And all of them are singing to us. I don't know what they were singing. It was a beautiful Korean hymn. All I know is it was warm. It was welcoming. It was gracious. And one by one, someone came to us and escorted us into church and sat with us during the worship service. I didn't need to understand a single word, Craig. It didn't matter because God had shown up in skin. There was God in skin for me in that church. Have you experienced God's extravagant hospitality, Craig?
Strange that you ask, and strange that I'll answer yes by taking us not to Korea but to Mexico. Years ago, I decided I would go and visit a group of Catholic sisters who worked among the poor outside of Mexico City. We flew into Mexico City. I spent my first night on that foreign soil in the teeming city of Mexico and nestled into the guest quarters in the sisters' convent in the heart of Mexico City. And the next day took a bus and rode for an hour plus outside the city to where they had established a retreat center for persons to come and learn with them and learn from them. They swung the gates open. We went inside. They showed us the rooms that we would be occupying. As you walked in, on the desk of each room was a little card that read, "Mi casa es su casa." My house is your house. And it was a way of saying, whatever you need here, you may find it. But that's not the hospitality I want to speak of. Because they took us one afternoon to one of the places they worked. They worked some among the poor scattered around the hillside, those who lacked any kind of running anything and still caught their water out of the polluted stream and then did their best to survive on that. They took us into the barrio also and brought us to a home. It was made out of recycled metal sheets and cardboard and pasted together. And when you inside, it was dark. There was a single light bulb with a wire run across the roof and hanging down in what was a single room. And I will never forget the words of the woman who invited us into her home, who said to these northerners, these people who were enormously wealthy compared to her, who said to us, anything here is yours. I was humbled by the extent of her welcome and her hospitality, and I have never forgotten.
We come now to where have we experienced God's extravagant hospitality here at UUMC. This morning there were some folks that were fed and those that served, and it made me think, if it's not received, is it hospitality? If we've cooked that meal, nobody shows up. It just looks like this empty table down here. It's a give and take piece, hospitality. Do you know why I'm here at university, Craig?
I'm not sure.
You invited me. I came to Syracuse. There were a few other United Methodist pastors that probably knew I was here. But you're the only one that picked up the phone and said, sure hope you'll come to university. That's why I'm here. Besides the bishop assigning, appointing you here, Craig, why are you here?
And every day it gets longer, time ago, God called me out of the small towns and hills of New Hampshire into city life, and called me again beyond that into ministry in the urban context. And so when the bishop did call and wanted to talk about my coming here, I ran with joy. Because I can think of no more exciting place to be than in the heart of a city with people who come from every slice of life and every corner of this community and this county, and say there is something about forming a community that includes all of us and wants to invite more. And I still can think of no better place to be.
Nate, you want to come on over and talk to us for a minute?
Sure.
Come on over and tell me, why are you here?
Well, I actually live in the neighborhood, and the first Sunday I came here, or I was new to Syracuse 3 or 4 years ago, and was looking for a church, and since I live in the neighborhood, I just walked over, and I was really taken by, I think, the thoughtful and considered stance that this church has to be so welcoming to, I guess, people from all different walks and different backgrounds, different orientations. I think that meant a lot to me when I was looking for a church. So.
And while you're heading down there, Chris, I will tell you that this morning I watched some of that same kind of hospitality happening. One of the persons from the neighborhood who has begun to make a home for himself here found a stranger wandering in the door this morning and took him under wing and showed him around and introduced him to folks and provided real hospitality.
Eva has gone through some hard times of late, but has some words of gratitude to offer.
I just want to tell my God thank you, and I don't know how to express it because words are inadequate to express, but I feel so happy when I come to church and I meet my folks, I meet my Christian brothers and sisters. I'm so happy because where they took me from, if I were out there and not going to church, I don't think I would have had that love that they show me. And I feel so happy. I'm so, so happy. So I just want to sing a brief song. If I can help somebody as I walk along the way, and my lady shall not be in vain, and my lady shall not be in vain. Oh, my lady shall not be in vain, and my lady shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I walk along the way, and my lady shall not be in vain. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Craig, it appears like we've got some really good folks here with many stories to share. So, I know, I looked at the clock, too.
We had thought about giving you time to tell some of your own stories. We will find a time to do that.
And specifically, some of the questions we thought about were what experience have you had in accepting God's extravagant hospitality? Where have you offered hospitality? And where specifically we at UUMC, where else can we extend hospitality today, through our week, through this month, and through the year?
I want to do two things to close. One is a bit risky. I'm going to invite you to move quietly during Dennis's postlude. Rather than sitting frozen where you are, simply to move quietly to someone else and find a way, a simple way, particularly someone you may not know, to extend a quiet word of welcome again, of hospitality. Hi, how are you? That we need to practice that again and again and again. It was more than fortuitous, it was serendipitous that the scripture that was given for this day is the one that marks the beginning of Jesus' ministry. He did an awful lot of preaching. It says that. But it also says in the next breath, here's how it began. It began with him finding Peter and Andrew and James and John and said, come follow me. And he promised them in following they would find new life. And he also saw something in each and every one of them that said, whoever you are, I will help you make use of your gifts, your talents, your abilities, your grace, your goodness, your prayers, your faith, to be a blessing to others, to spread that new life. If we can do that, then we are in fact the people that God has called us to be. Amen.